Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going back to the front lines of history in the making. We're going to start by going to the phones. Dave of Oregon, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dave?
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I was just interested in the fact that, and I don't, maybe I'm just kind of judgmental of the Republicans, kind of like pizza box there. But anyway, with I heard about Foxconn is now going to talk about building electric cars or parts for electric cars. Is it happen to be a coincidence that Voss just appoints himself to the WEDC board, and now Foxconn is moving with another con for us? Or, I mean, I don't know, what's your thoughts on it? I'd love to see that if it actually happened, but I don't think it will.
Yeah, I'm really glad you raised that because, you know, Foxconn is a signature issue with me for a long time. And I want to alert people to what's going on. Foxconn, over the years, the way they finagled this money out of us, out of Walker, was the first day they were going to do large screen TVs. Then they said they were going to make small screens. Then they said they were going to be a consulting agency. Then they said they were going to make toasters. Well, back in the fall, they said they were going to make ventilators. Then they announced sometime fairly recently that they weren't making ventilators because the market didn't bear it. And now they just come out and they're going to make electric cars. Well, if you read it, the people that they say they're contracting with haven't made a final decision. I do not think that it is. I do not think that it is a coincidence that Voss appointed himself to the Wisconsin Economic Development Commission, WEDC, used to be the Commerce Department. I think that he appointed himself so he could be the ringmaster of this and protect Foxconn. Foxconn is a Chinese company. The guy's from Taiwan, but they have a big plant in mainland China. He's pro-commie Chinese. The guy, the head of it, ran for the presidency of Taiwan, remember, a couple of years ago, on the party that basically wanted close ties with communist China. It would have swallowed them up after a while. He got beaten. Or he pulled out at the end, I suppose. It wasn't going anywhere. Anyway, this is bad news. And they're the ones that took people's homes. Mount Pleasant and Racine have put up close to $1 billion in bonding to suck up to them, to clear land for them, to throw people out of their homes, help them on that. And I don't know how Mount Pleasant and Racine, a million years, think they're going to repay $1 billion in bonding. You know what the answer is? They don't think they are. The state's on the hook for it. And when I say state, there's no such thing as just the state. It's everybody listening to this program's on the hook for it. Taxpayers are on the hook for it. All because the Republican Party, the Mount Pleasant board is Republican. Racine is going Republican. They are incompetent in handling taxpayer dollars. Period. End of story. End of story. So what do I think about this electric car thing? I don't think it's going anywhere either. They were going to make toasters, large screen TVs, small screen TV, small screens, consulting. They're going to be an incubator. They continue to say this stuff. And I have said, I don't know how many times I have to say it. We should have gone in for breach of contract, rescinded the contract because they breached it, and then demanded damages from them, $1 billion to repay what we're going to have to back up that Mount Pleasant Racine did. Fortunately, in January, there was a lawsuit filed. So it's called a derivative lawsuit, where a private citizen, a taxpayer, can demand that the authorities bring suit. He demanded that Racine and Mount Pleasant bring suit. They turned him down. Then in the name of the municipality, a taxpayer can bring it. Now, a taxpayer can't afford that kind of litigation, so you get a lawyer who's willing to do it on contingent fee. And they have very good lawyers. I know one of them, Dave DeBruin, excellent lawyer, excellent lawyer. And is basically saying, you breached the contract, get out of here. Well, I'm going to break a little news for you, Dave, right on this show. Actually, it was broken yesterday by Channel 12 in Milwaukee last night. Maybe people didn't see it. And that is, there's a deal in the works, supposedly, that Foxconn will renegotiate their contract, and they'll have to specify what jobs they're making, and they'll be held to it and all that. Now, this is a way to settle that litigation and to avoid the unpleasantness in some people's minds of throwing Foxconn out. I don't think it's unpleasant. I've advocated throwing them out for breach of contract. You are under no obligation to renegotiate a contract that someone else breached. You bring a suit for breach of contract. They have suicide nets in their, over in China in their factory. The workers are locked in. Some of them will throw themselves out the window. So what do? They put nets in the workers' dormitory. That's the company. Yeah, that's the company. They promised 13,000 jobs at $53,000 a year average. Then they said it was the median. All that means is the average is the average. The median is half the jobs will be more than that and half will be under it. That's baloney. They haven't created 13,000 jobs. They were supposed to 13,000 union type jobs, good pay. They haven't produced any of that. They claim they've created a couple hundred jobs. It turns out it's what, their lawyers and some Chinese guys overseas. That's not, and we promised $4.5 billion. Nobody apparently cares in the state. Nobody in the Republican Party, nobody cares. Well, that's what's going on. Yeah, they're not gonna be making any electric cars. They'll be making as many electric cars as they made toasters and large screen TVs and small screens and the consulting they did. This is what's called a Potemkin factory. What is Potemkin factory? Look it up. A Potemkin factory is a fake factory. It's a Russian term. How many of you can remember seeing Westerns from the 50s and 60s? Probably not many, probably just me, okay? But some of you probably did. Hopalong Cassidy, Gunsmoke, and that kind of stuff. Well, let me tell you something. You'll see a guy ride into town, hitch up his horse to a post, and walk into the bar, the saloon, kick open the door, shoot a few people and all that. In those old movie sets, they were Potemkin villages. They were fake. They were facades. They were simply plywood that somebody painted a saloon front on. When they kick it in, some guys at a table, that's what it was. It was all fake. Fake background. This is a Potemkin factory, a fake factory. And so we threw Walker out, not by a lot of votes. I think about 30,000 out of millions. You can't have him and his kind back in. By that, I mean Republicans. You can't have Reince Priebus. You cannot have Rebecca Clayfish. These people cannot be trusted with the bank account. Some people say, are they stupid? I don't know if they're stupid or not. I think they did it on purpose. But I don't care what the reason is, you can't have them do it. So Dave, you hit the nail on the head. You're right, it's fake. It's as fake as ventilators, as fake as toasters. They're not making anything. You know, apropos of this, this is great. No, it actually isn't great. I got to tell you this. A landlord in upstate New York, you know, they have this moratorium and we have to get money in so that the landlords can be paid too. Not the big guys, but mom and pop. This guy's a mom and pop. You know what he did? Two tenants weren't paying. He goes, holds a gun on him, forces him in the car, ties him up, drives him to a cemetery, middle of the winter, snow covered, and throws him out on the ground, takes back his property. And he's now being charged with kidnapping. That's cold. That's cold. He's very likely, sure, he was a Trump Republican, but the point of the matter is, if you're reducing landlords at gunpoint to kidnapping their clients, their tenants, tying them up and throwing them in the winter in a snow-covered cemetery, tied up, they could have died very easily. Fortunately, somebody found them. That has got to stop. That kind of thing has got to stop. Money's got to get back in circulation. And it's not just the $1,400 checks. That's important. It's not just minimum wage up to 15. That's important. but also small business in this country is getting killed. Restaurants are getting killed. Landlords are getting killed. I'm not talking about large commercial landlords. I'm not talking about the landlords in downtown Milwaukee who own the skyscrapers. I'm talking about people that own a couple of duplexes or fourplexes. They do the plumbing and electrical work themselves. They need the rent. They got to pay property taxes. They got to maintain it. And now they're not getting paid. They're not getting paid. They got to be paid. What this guy did was wrong. Kidnapping. I mean, I don't know why I have to say this. I mean, only in a Trump, a post-Trump world would I have to say this. You kidnap your tenants, tie them up, throw them on the ground in a snow-covered cemetery in the middle of the winter. In the middle of the winter? Because they're not paying the rent. You think you can get away with that? How about paying the rent? And his tenants can't pay the rent. I get it. So therefore, part of this COVID package has got to be to pay the rent to small mom-and-pop landlords. And there's a lot of very, I mean, there are urgent issues out there. There are a lot of people who are really suffering, and they're suffering up and down the line. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.